News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I am Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The Union Home Ministry has asked the National Investigation Agency to initiate the process of probing the case of suspended Jammu and Kashmir Police Deputy Superintendent Devinder Singh, who was caught in South Kashmir while ferrying two militants to Jammu last weekend, officials said on Thursday. The formal notification of handing over the case to the NIA is expected to be issued by the ministry soon, an official privy to the development said. Necessary formalities are being completed in Jammu as well as in Delhi before the probe agency takes over the case. The NIA has been credited with breaking the nexus between stone pelters and separatists in Jammu and Kashmir. Some NIA members posted in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir were present during the preliminary questioning of Singh and three others. Naveed Babu, a self-styled district commander of banned terrorist outfit Hizbul Mujahideen, his associate Atif Ahmed, and a lawyer, Irfan Ahmed Mir, who has been named as an active overground worker for terror groups by police. The official said all records would be handed over to the NIA after the case is registered by the agency. A Jammu and Kashmir government order on Thursday also said that the sensitive airports of Srinagar and Jammu are to be immediately brought under the security cover of the Central Industrial Security Force in view of Singh's arrest. Singh, who was arrested along with the three other people on Saturday, had ferried Babu to Jammu last year and facilitated his return to Shopian after rest and recuperation. He is believed to have taken Rs 12 lakh for smuggling the two militants to Chandigarh and arranged for their accommodation for a couple of months, the official said. Mir, who was driving the vehicle when he along with others were caught by the police from a national highway in Kulgam district, may become a prize catch for the NIA as it is alleged that he was carrying orders from Pakistan. He had visited the neighbouring country 5 times on an Indian passport. The Union Home Ministry has convened a meeting today to discuss the modalities for the 2020 census and the National Population Register, officials said. Union Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai will chair the meeting, which will be attended by Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla and Chief Secretaries and Census Directors of all states. The meeting will discuss the modalities for the house listing phase of the census and the NPR to be carried out from April 1 to September 30, a Home Ministry official said. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has already announced that representatives from her state will not attend the meeting. A few state governments, including West Bengal, have declared that they will not participate in the NPR exercise now, as it is a prelude to a countrywide national register of citizens. Officials said the objective of the NPR is to create a comprehensive identity database of every usual resident in the country. The database would contain demographic as well as biometric particulars, they said. The notification for the house listing and NPR exercise came amid furor over the contentious Citizenship Amendment Act. The ministry officials said most states have notified provisions related to the NPR, which is a register of usual residents of the country. It is being prepared at the local, sub-district, district, state and national levels under provisions of the Citizenship Act 1955 and the Citizenship Registration of Citizens and Issue of National Identity Cards Rules 2003. The rules have a provision for fine of up to Rs 1,000 on those violating it. The data for NPR was last collected in 2010, along with the house listing phase of the census 2011. Updating of this data was done in 2015 by conducting door-to-door survey. While updating the register in 2015, the government had asked for details like Aadhaar and mobile numbers. This time, the information related to their driving license and voter ID card may also be gathered, the official said, adding that PAN card details will not be collected as part of this exercise. For the purposes of the NPR, a usual resident is defined as a person who has resided in a local area for the past 6 months or more, or a person who intends to reside in that area for the next 6 months. The law compulsorily seeks to register every citizen of India and issue a national identity card. The NPR exercise will be carried out between April and September 2020 in all states and union territories except Assam, along with the house listing phase of the census exercise. Assam has been excluded because the National Register of Citizens exercise has already been conducted in the state. The demographic details of every individual are required for every usual resident, name, relationship to head of household, father's name, mother's name, spouse's name, if married, sex, date of birth, marital status, place of birth, nationality as declared, present address of usual residence, duration of stay at present address, permanent residential address, occupation, educational qualification. The Union Cabinet has approved ₹3,941.35 crore for the NPR exercise. The White House violated federal law in withholding security assistance to Ukraine, an action at the center of President Donald Trump's impeachment, a federal watchdog agency said on Thursday. The Government Accountability Office said in a report that the Office of Management and Budget broke the law in holding up the aid which Congress passed less than a year ago, saying the President is not vested with the power to ignore or amend any such duly enacted law. The aid in question was held up last summer on orders from Trump but was released in September after Congress pushed for its release and a whistleblower's complaint about Trump's July call with the Ukrainian leader became public. The independent agency which reports to Congress said OMB violated the Impoundment Control Act by delaying the security assistance for policy reasons rather than technical budgetary needs. Faithful execution of the law does not permit the President to substitute his own policy priorities for those that Congress has enacted into law, wrote the agency's general counsel, Thomas Armstrong, in the report. Capitol Hill Democrats seized on the report as evidence of a lawless White House led by Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, who is a key figure in the impeachment investigation of Trump. The OMB, the White House, the administration broke the law, said House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Democrats want Mulvaney, who is still officially the OMB director, to be subpoenaed as a witness in Trump's impeachment trial. The Senate opened the trial on Thursday with opening arguments set to begin next week. And the Board of Control for Cricket in India on Thursday announced the new player contracts for India senior men players with four classifications dividing the players. Notably, former India captain MS Dhoni was dropped from the BCCI's list of centrally contracted players, raising fresh doubts on the future of the veteran wicketkeeper batsman who has not played since the World Cup semi-final loss to New Zealand in 2019. Apart from MS Dhoni, Dinesh Karthik, Khalil Ahmed and recently retired Ambati Raidu have been dropped from the central contract. The BCCI announced the central contracts for the period of October 2019 to September 2020. Dhoni was in the A category, which fetches a player rupees 5 crore until last year. The contracts from October 2019 to September 2020 are in four categories: A plus for rupees 7 crore, A rupees 5 crore, B rupees 3 crore, and C rupees 1 crore. As many as 27 players have been divided into these four categories, with skipper Virat Kohli, Rohit Sharma, and Jasprit Bumrah being the three in the A plus category. According to a BCCI release, following other players in the other categories. Category A, Ravichandran Ashwin, Ravindra Jadeja, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, Cheteshwar Pujara, Ajinkya Rahane, KL Rahul, Shikhar Dhawan, Mohammad Shami, Ishant Sharma, Kuldeep Yadav and Rishabh Pant. Category B, Riddhiman Saha, Umesh Yadav, Yuzvendra Chahal, Hardik Pandya and Mayank Agarwal. Category C, Kedar Jadav, Navdeep Saini, Deepak Chahar, Manish Pandey, Hanuma Vihari, Shardul Thakur, Shreyas Iyer and Washington Sundar. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.